Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number 2 on a Thursday. If you're tired of this fall weather and you're thinking, where should I go? Where should I go to get out of this place? Because winter hasn't even started. I have the one place for you. Hawaii. No, not Burnsville. Not, let's rank the cities in Minnesota. Golden Valley, 1. Lakeland Shores, 2. Duluth, 3. No, not Golden Valley. Not Duluth. Not Lakeland Shores. Hawaii. Now, who should I go with? How about holiday vacations? Holiday vacations, they've been putting together phenomenal trips for decades, including, I mean, you almost can hear the Hawaiian music. I mean, close your eyes, not if you're driving. Close your eyes. In your mind, you can almost hear that Hawaiian music. We're going to go to Oahu. Maui, Kauai, we're going to see Pearl Harbor. You're going to see my hips moving at a luau like you've never seen before. Shakira will be jealous. WCCO listeners have signed up. We want more WCCO radio listeners. The window is starting to close, though. See, when you're Hawaii, you can keep that window open, by the way. Here, don't even think about opening up the window. Unless maybe your 15-year-old son burns a lot of incense last night, and you come home and you got all the windows open, Dave. Just a side light. Michael deciding, hey, how about I light a lot of this incense off? Oh, my God. I thought there was a gas leak when I came in the house. But back to the trip. February 21st to March 2nd. Get out of Minnesota. Not a single person ever on planet Earth has traveled to Hawaii, and David said, wasn't that good. Everybody loves it and wants to go back and wants to go for the first time. Do me a favor, holidayvacations.com, keyword WCCO radio. We will have a magnificent time. Please check it out. Holidayvacations.com, keyword WCCO radio. Before I get to the San Francisco police and a topic which has been out there for a while, I'll just say I watched some of the clips. When Alex Jones is interviewing someone and Alex Jones is the more normal person, what does that tell you, Dave Harrigan?
Ooh, boy.
Kanye. As anti-Semitic as it gets. And again, I detest Alex Jones, but man, Kanye West, you hate the Jews, man. You just do. And Alex Jones was trying to, when Alex Jones is trying to calm down your vicious hate, what does that say about Ye? So, San Francisco police. This is San Francisco. A town that is one of our most liberal towns in America. A town I think is spectacular. Don't say that to Rena Sargentopoulos. I love San Francisco and the surrounding area. But this happened. San Francisco, their board of supervisors voted to pass a policy which will allow officers to use ground-based robots to kill when a risk of loss of life to members of the public or officers is imminent, and officers cannot subdue the threat after using alternate force options or de-escalation tactics. I'm going to say this again. San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted to pass a policy that would allow officers to use ground-based robots to kill, quote, when risk of loss of life to members of the public or officers is imminent and officers cannot subdue the threat after using alternative force options or de-escalation tactics. The measure must pass a second vote next week and ultimately be approved by the mayor. Now, San Francisco PD does not have armed robots. A department spokesperson says and does not plan to outfit its robots with firearms. He described the scenario as an extreme circumstance similar to one that played out in Dallas a couple years ago. San Francisco law previously took no position on law enforcement's use of robots to administer deadly force. San Francisco's public defender's office, in a letter sent to the Board of Supervisors, said the policy was dehumanizing and militaristic. Opponents of the measure on the board argued that it would sow distrust within communities and not necessarily save lives. I think it should be an option. I think it should be an option, including in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Do I trust the police every time? I've made that very clear. No. Do I think the overwhelming, let me be clear, the overwhelming number of individuals in law enforcement are good to very good and great at what they do? I do. Are there outliers who should be fired? Absolutely. And for the folks who are going to take that last part of the conversation and say, oh, you're a police hater, you're a fool. As we say all of the time, there isn't a single profession where everyone is great. You have outliers like Derek Chauvin, who murdered a man. You have numerous friends of mine who are police officers who are, again, good to very good to great to heroic at what they do. And sometimes we have individuals who give up their lives, who risk their lives every day. Sometimes we have officers who, and again, these are the rare ones, who sweep things under the rug when they shouldn't. There are also incredibly difficult circumstances sometimes. And these are rare circumstances where the lay of the land tells you the circumstances, the criminality involved, the chaos involved, the surroundings involved, the danger involved, where you'd rather not put an officer's life or lives at risk. And if you had this technology and it was thoroughly vetted and you had the great officers who could work it, I want this as an option. A lot of things can sow distrust. And for some with law enforcement, they'll never change. Because the data is clear with some officers and racial profiling. Too many. Again, I still believe in the majority. But we are talking about, not on a regular basis, not commonplace, because then I'm out. But we have all of this amazing technology with drones and different things that we didn't have 10, 20, 30 years ago, which could they be abused? Yes, of course they could. And if they are, There better be firings. There better be charges against these people. There better be potential lawsuits. But we're looking at some of the best in police officers who are willing themselves to risk their lives, and we can use this and potentially end a situation, as opposed to the end of the situation potentially involves an officer or two dead or other individual, you know, other civilians dead. And we're saying flat out, this should not be included in the mix. Not for me. I want it in the mix. I want departments to look at this, to look at the remarkable technology, which keeps popping up. And for those criminals with the availability of weapons and the force they have, if a robot, maybe even along with humans, the humans are all around the area, but then the robot is used and is one of the final pieces. I'm not one to say, no, this should not be in play. When we come back, I want to hear from you. A phone call, a text, be direct. This is outrageous. No way. Don't trust him. Or why are we even debating this? Absolutely. This should be part of the conversation. I want to hear from you and Dave. Phone calls and texts. Either way, on the City's One Plumbing talk and text line. 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Dave Harrigan, where are you standing on this? Plenty of texts coming in. San Francisco police with a couple votes needed still and the mayor's approval in extreme, unique situations, okaying the use of a robot to kill. I'm saying it should be within their capability. I understand a lot of things within very powerful, important positions can be misused, can sow distrust, and for some within their feeling towards the police department, they aren't just predisposed, they have actual encounters where they feel that way. I still believe in the overwhelming majority of police officers. We're about to talk police oversight next hour with Michael Rainville, Third Ward, and what's going on with the Minneapolis Police Oversight Board and how important that is. So I'm not trying to lessen oversight. I'm not trying to lessen when officers should be fired. But in these unique circumstances where it's not going to be abused, I don't want to say, hey, we have this modern technology, could help us out. It could end situations quicker. It could put our officers less in jeopardy, and we're not going to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, and we're not talking about a robot that's just going out there and acting on its own. It's being controlled by a human that they say is very highly and specially trained to use this thing. I mean, I think there's certainly a lot of questions to be asked and to be answered as far as, you know, exact situations. I would want it, you know, written out as clear as possible. You certainly can't cover 100% of every situation, of everything a cop will see out there. But I would want very detailed descriptions on when this would be used as far as lethal force. I think there would have to be a rise up the chain of command of, hey, we think this is the right time, you know, sure. Go all the way up to the chief or the mayor, whoever it has to be, to finally make that call, to put the stamp on it. But at the end of the day, yeah, if it's something they think can save an officer's life or de-escalate a situation that is already spiraled out of control, yeah, give the police every reasonable tool they can put in the toolbox.
Did you go tool in the toolbox right there?
I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I was running out of words.
Yeah.
Is there something better? Sandwich in the lunchbox?
I mean, it works, you know. I have not only one toolbox, I have two at the house. Can I identify most of the items in either toolbox? Of course not.
Are there actually tools in there or just golf balls?
Yes. Yeah. No, I need another box for old golf balls too, but I do. I occasionally use them.
Well, tell that to the Secret Santa.
We're going to, yeah. We may try to get to that with Jason, but the fact that we now have an on-air Secret Santa and a station Secret Santa.
Dueling Secret Santas here at the old.
I mean, are we going to have another Secret Santa too? How many Secret Santas can we have?
Maybe we'll just push it off and have like a Secret Easter Bunny or something like that come April.
Well, and then the thing is, then if you don't do the main station Secret Santa, there's a big party.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of the buffet. And so then you go there, no, I didn't do this Secret Santa. No. I thought I was already signed up for one Secret Santa. There should have been better coordination. On the robot, I, for one, welcome our new murder bot overlords. Going to take that as a no on the idea. The police will get in trouble whatever they do. The robots are run by a police representative. He or she will face the likes of Ben Crump and others. Chad, I just got off the phone with my wife who was eating breakfast in San Fran. I better call and warn her about the robots. Yikes. I'm not saying no to this idea, but I do have a question. How long until this technology falls in the wrong hands and they use it as a killing machine? I'm not convinced that whether it's San Francisco, whether it's Minneapolis, whether it's Tempe, that the criminals are going to steal the police robot. But sadly, those folks who maybe have the technical expertise and the money, they might try this anyway, Dave. I don't think this is going to be the tipping point. I really don't.
No. And
if the rank and go ahead, sir.
I was just saying what I've read about it, and I guess trust what they're saying is, this is something that would be used only in the very extremist of extreme circumstances.
Yes. You know,
it's not like the robot's going to be out there making traffic stops shooting people.
That'd be kind of extreme, don't you think?
That would be a little far. I think we'd be going a little far on that one, yeah.
And, oh, by the way, if it turns out any of these cities, not to Dave's joking example, but start using this too often, then it should end, right?
Yes.
If the rank and file police officers want it, save lives and officer innocents and others, yes, for sure. More text. I think the officers deserve this tool. You can keep texting this, by the way, 651-461-9226. The problem is if an honest mistake is made using how many years in prison would a Minnesota jury want? Well, guess what? They don't. You, in certain jobs, assume a great responsibility. You just do. And if you make a mistake and it ends up killing someone, it is up to our legal system to look and see if there is accountability. Just is. I make a silly mistake and say the wrong time or ask the wrong question. It's just not the same repercussions as a police officer, as a doctor, as others, which is why the officers should be receive better pay, better benefits. And also, the system should be set up that when you find the outliers, they should be fired sooner. Sounds like a good idea, but yeah, probably can sue the man that's still controlling the robot. Yeah, right? That person still can be on the hook. They said the same thing about military drones, only the most extreme circumstance. Now we bomb countries daily with drones. Listen, Barack Obama and the use of the drones became an enormous issue. And there was a lot of debate about pulling back. This is not an easy decision. Will not be an easy decision when the circumstances come up. It better go higher up the chain. That's part of what happened during the Obama administration, that when people felt like it was getting used too often, wait a second, more people have to sign off. I just don't want to eliminate it. I think that is a mistake. Trial and error is pretty difficult. I understand that. Trial and error when we try some silly segment of the show compared to trial and error with a potential killing robot, it's not close. Jason DeRussia on some nonsense and a serious topic. Jason, he'll have Joe Pollet on, by the way, in 2 hours. First radio interview since he's taken over as the boss of the Twins. Jason is with us after traffic and weather on CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was hoping you would have added, oh, yeah. I mean, he gave you a couple, oh, yes, at the end of the show yesterday, Harrigan. Come on.
It's never good enough, is it?
No.
All I'll say is you can talk to Dan. This is not how I treat my partner in radio broadcasting. It's a lot more respect. Okay. Oh, yeah.
There we go. All right, see, we got multiple. Oh, yeah. Come on. 2 points for you lighter.
Yes.
And then I want to get to the nurses' strike in the second segment. Where do you stand now on our second Secret Santa? We have the on-air Secret Santa. And now we have the radio station Secret Santa. My guess is you're going to do both. Cook didn't do the first one, so I assume he's not doing the second one. Carter didn't do the first one.
Right.
I assume he's not doing the second one. Where do you stand?
Well, of course I'm doing the Vanita Secret Santa.
I'm in.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, I'm in.
The second one? Honestly, that sounds like fun, too, like a gift a day, like little fun surprises. Doesn't have to be something big. You don't have to buy it. I might empty out, like, a lot of the crap that, like, PR people send me and put a bowl on it.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. Why not?
No, you can't, like...
Look, someone is going to be so happy with the coffee table book that traces the origin story of Taco John's. That is a great gift. That is a great gift.
I'll just look at some of the books.
Yeah.
which have been pitched to me and that we never considered putting them on.
Right. Wrap it up.
Hey.
Wrap it
Tom
up.
Tom Mooney, here's this book about 12th century Albuquerque.
I must say, until I came to work here at the radio station, I didn't realize, and perhaps it's just we're surrounded by some bitter people, but I didn't realize that Secret Santa brought out such angst and anger and feelings. So many. It just seems like a nice little team building thing. Seems nice.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Cook's not in.
I was surprised that you were in, to be honest.
I love Christmas.
Well, I know not that. Really. I mean,
too much pressure.
Too much pressure. Christmas is too much pressure. What part of it is pressure? Is it giving
trying
gifts?
Trying to get the right gifts?
Yeah, I don't feel that
Thanksgiving's
pressure.
Thanksgiving's
easier. My wife and I have a bit of a dispute on this topic because I believe, as the gift giver, if you, the giver, think a gift would be nice for someone, you don't need to overthink it. Just get it. Give it to them. Alyssa will hem and haw. I don't know if they'll like it. I don't know. Blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? What if we just bought it and gave it to them? Done with it.
I think you're
I don't hem and haw
too dismissive so about the gift. I'm more Alyssa. Will they like it? I mean, what are you giving out like to people? Hey, How to Be a Better Person books. You know, I mean, just like overtones.
I mean, it's not that, but like we'll be shopping. Like we were shopping this weekend. We spent the night in downtown Minneapolis, went to like some holiday markets and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see something. I like, oh, I think your mom would like this. She's like, I don't know.
That would wear me
out. I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, well, of course you don't know. But you just give it to her, and if she doesn't like it, hey, we'll try again next year. What's
too
the big
bad,
deal?
What you're saying.
Yes!
Not my concern.
I mean, no. I want you to like it. I'm not. Now, where do you come down on the list? This is a big thing in my family. All I'm getting are texts like, can I have the list? Do your kids have a list? What's on your list? I'm like, don't you know me? Do we have to, like, I have to place my order for a Christmas present?
We do ask a little bit. We do try to take the temperature in the family.
Yeah.
You know, but you kind of have an idea. I mean, Q's got like 150 things on his list every year.
Seth has the giant list. Always many ideas for Seth. Sam, nothing. Some sort of Arsenal jersey or Vikings jersey. It's always a team jersey. Timberwolves jersey, whatever. That's what he wants.
Okay. Which child do you prefer? We're not going there. I'll let you do that on your show.
Yep.
But which option do you like better? No idea? Or the voluminous list? Yeah. I would love the bigger list myself.
Well, a big list is good because then you have an option and it's at least a little bit of a surprise. I prefer the gift from the heart where you're looking, you're on vacation, you're like, you know who would like this? And then you get it. And when we were in Montreal, I saw a number of things, suggested them as gifts, and Alyssa shot all of them down. And I get a little irritated. I get a little like, oh, forget it, you know. Which is stupid.
Big fight.
But I
this dialogue is why Loaves and Fishes wants to be part of this segment.
No debate.
They continue to help Minnesotans in need. Are you capable of telling someone close to you, you missed on this gift?
No. Absolutely not.
What if they ask? What if they say, I want you to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
I tried something different. Tell me what you think.
I'm still not telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm probably not either.
They don't.
Harrigan?
It's fine.
You willing to tell the truth?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gutsy.
Okay.
I'm willing to say, Ma, you blew it. I'm taking this. You know what? You take this back. Do better.
My mom, every time my mom, now my parents mostly don't give gifts anymore. It's like, here's a check, that sort of a deal. But they will, when they give a gift, my mom, it just like, it belches out of her. She can't control it. I've got the receipt. It's like, Ma, I didn't even finish taking the wrapping paper off it. Yeah, I know you have a receipt. It's fine.
I don't like giving the receipt right away. I want them to come to me for the receipt.
Oh, you want like a moment. Kiss the ring.
Look me in the eye.
What's hard is if you got say you bought something on significant sale with like a coupon or a gift credit or something, and then someone asks for the receipt, and it's like, well, I actually only spent $14 of my own money.
You think, you know, you get it. It's like a $250 gift, and it's actually $42. Yeah. And you're like, okay,
right.
I knew I didn't like this gift for a reason. I want to get to a topic another time, because I've read two stories lately suggesting that Thursday is the new Friday. The more people going out on Thursdays and Friday.
That's good.
But we'll get to that another time. I want to talk nurses strike when we come back. And I'm going to react because I didn't hear it. But I saw from the text that Adam and Jordana talked about it.
They
and
did.
I know you've talked about the nurses strike. I've talked about it. Here's the part that surprised me, which I want to talk about. The anger that some of our listeners have towards the nurses in this strike. Let's explore that. If you want to chime in through a text, you can. Are you ticked off at the nurses? Do you think the nurses are demanding too much? Because I know texting isn't a perfect sample, but it stands out to
there's,
me.
There's a lot of anger out there.
The venom that some people have towards nurses.
I have a theory.
Okay, good. Let's hear that. Jason is here. He'll take over at 3. You want to text right now? You can. 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk K&S right now. I want to talk about a company that is reliable no matter what. I have been with K&S for 9 years. K&S continues to give you phenomenal financing. 0% interest for 60 months. How's that sound? Are you confident of everything you have at your house? Like you might think, oh, I don't care about my air conditioner right now. This might be a phenomenal time to buy an air conditioner because guess what? We haven't even started winter yet, but at some point, you know, 5-6 months from now, you're going to want that AC to work. More importantly, right now is the furnace set. You can look at all these great offers with all the great products offered up with the great cooperation they have and the partnership they have with Lennox. Why not just have them out for a free 100% inspection? If it's just a tune-up, the tune-up is available to you. Come out twice a year for $189. I trust this company at my house. I think you should do the exact same. KSHeating.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Christine McVie music all day. We'll continue with that. We'll get further into the topic at 2:35. Jason's going to step in at 3:05. Joe Polad, his first radio interview at 3:35. Nurses voted Wednesday to authorize a second strike of 16 hospitals in the Twin Cities and Duluth areas if contract talks do not produce a deal in the next 10 days. That is the opening graph from a Jeremy Olson story in the Star Tribune. They had what? The 3-day strike earlier. This strike would take place December 11th until December 31st. And as I said before, as Jason's with us, when I've talked about it, when you've talked about it, Adam and Jordana today, there are plenty of sympathetic texts, don't get me wrong, who absolutely believe in nurses and support them. But a fair amount of anger, more anger than I would have expected. So you said you had a theory. Why don't you jump in before I chime in?
I think most people who are angry about this have never been in a union, have never used their own leverage, their own power to negotiate for a raise. And I think they're I think there's some jealousy. They won't admit it, but I think we have been conditioned by the man, to be honest, to think that, like, if you work hard, your boss will give you a raise and you get paid what you get paid. And it's ridiculous. They're in a union. They're using the power of a group to ask for a raise. And this is what you do. This is how it goes. So, you know, I do think the flip side of this is also absurd. They're heroic and they should get whatever they ask for. Well,
yes,
there's a business side to this as well.
We have some of those texts right now.
They are heroic. They are. But that doesn't mean that you just you get a 40% pay raise. And that's not what they're asking for. But that's not how it works either. But a negotiation, to me, this is all part of the bit. Like, you negotiate, they don't move, or they move a little bit. And so you say, well, we have to strike. And I know it's irritating to feel like, didn't they just strike a couple weeks ago? Well, it's because they're only striking for a limited number of days. Now, look, hospitals are not making a ton of money.
Longer about this time. I mean, just
this one's longer.
3 weeks now.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yep. But, you know, 2 days doesn't get it done. 2 days was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're serious. And you have to show you're serious. I've been in a union since I started at CCO-TV. I've been at the negotiating table, and I have really enjoyed all the people I work for over at TV. But, you know, they're not going to pay you unless they have to. And so sometimes you have to say, and you have to ask your membership, like, hey, how serious are we about whatever this demand is?
And I think that's a fair point.
If you never fight for it, if you never threaten to strike or strike, then they know that you're never going to do it.
If you have leverage, never use it, then why do you have it? And I think they should have that. I'll throw out two other theories. I think there are some individuals who will have one poor experience with one nurse, and it will never, ever leave them. And they'll carry that over.
Yeah.
I think also because a lot of nurses have atypical shifts, sometimes incredibly difficult shifts. But people will think, wait a second, I work 5 days, I work 9 to 5. What do these folks work? Well, sometimes there's three shifts, Jason, are 16 hours a day. I think you also get people who say, well, look what's going on right now.
Yeah.
We've got COVID still out there. We've got RSV and we've got a flu. Why are you walking out now?
Right.
My comeback to that is, we always have something to some degree. Is it as bad as maybe it is now? Probably not, because, man, everybody I knew last week was sick. Honestly, it was overwhelming. But there is no perfect time to say, guess what? Everybody's healthy. We're going to go out now, because then you really don't have the leverage either.
Right. Teachers get the same animosity, I think. It's also because of that last factor you raised, that there is some sort of innocent collateral damage to this deal. But I don't think you're right to argue for better working conditions or a raise or whatever you want to argue for at work. You know, that can't always be conditional on the fact that, like, well, the rest of us need this. That's I disagree that, you know, you need to look at what's going on in the world. And you don't.
No. And it's all good points.
What they're asking for might be unreasonable. Like, I don't know. Yeah. That's not for me to decide. But
I thought when they were talking 30% earlier, and we went back and forth on this before, they're just setting the bar. Sometimes I think the bar was set too high.
Maybe.
I got to jump in. We're already 30 seconds late. Thank you, as always. I'll be listening later this afternoon. Jason, on at 3. Linda's construction time check is 1:57. Any issues with your gutters? LeafGuard brand gutters, the way to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.